This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Corrections officials have suspended visits at state prisons to try to minimize exposure to coronavirus. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
State Department of Corrections Chief Dean Williams acknowledges the decision to halt all in-person visits will be hard on both inmates and families. But he says the move is necessary to prevent introducing COVID-19 inside prisons, where people live in close quarters. Corrections officials took other measures, too, including suspending all volunteer services, canceling family reunification events, and screening all new inmates for the virus. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A transportation funding bill has cleared the first hurdle at the state capitol. It would allow regions across Colorado to vote on funding measures to support state-owned roads. Recent statewide attempts to raise new revenue for transportation have all failed. Democratic Representative Matt Gray says his bill is the best he can do without support for a broader funding solution.
What I would like more than the bill that we have in front of you today is a different bill, a bill that's not introduced and frankly isn't drafted and there's no agreement on it, that says we're actually finally going to get our act together and we're going to find a bipartisan consensus about how to fund transportation statewide.
Rural legislators say moving to a regional funding approach would leave their areas behind. The bill advanced with only Democratic support. 44 and mostly cloudy in Denver, 59 mostly cloudy for Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.